Harmac Holmes pre-game interview.
Time for Harmac Holmes to go inside the Geelong camp with assistant coach Corey Enright, who's been good enough to join us on the phone from the SCG. Boris Kingy, Benny Cassinelli in the K-Rock Hub. Firstly, I just want to ask the question. We had a look at who played in the twos. Our summation is that Constable and Jenkins played in the twos, leaving Stevens and Zach Guthrie as your two carryover players. Which one will be the sub and which one won't play?
Guthrie will be our medical sub, and Steve-O was the emergency, which was good for him to obviously get a glimpse of what AFL life is all about.
You've had to travel up and we'll come back tonight, all doing it in the one day. What's that been like for the preparation?
All right for me, but I'm not playing. But it was pretty good. It was pretty seamless and straightforward, really. And it did cut out a lot of travel time the way we did it. So hopefully all things will lead to a good performance tonight. Obviously, we were probably equipped with a few things last year with the forever changing, and the players are pretty well equipped to deal with things at the last minute these days from what happened last year with the hub. So all things going well. We had a good prep and we're looking forward to tonight. It's a beautiful night here, so should be a good game.
All right, Jack Henry's been an unlikely hero up forward, including kicking banana goals on the run last week. With Jake Colajasny out of the side, do you lose him out of your forward mix and he'll spend a bit more time back of the footy?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, he's a beauty, Jack. He's been able to fill lots of roles for us, and he does it pretty easy at the moment. He's pretty flexible and he's happy to go wherever we see fit. So, again, it's probably one of those nights where, depending on how the game goes, he'll probably pop up forward of the ball in the middle at times and behind the ball mainly, probably.
Corey, it's Benny Cass. Thanks for joining us on K-Rock Footy. I know you love being with us on K-Rock Footy. You just won't admit it. You got Jeremy Cameron there to coach. Do you must be like your eyes lit up there. You thought this is all your Christmases come at once. You got Hawkins and you got Cameron and you got all the tools up there. You really couldn't cock it up, could you?
No, there's a lot of pressure on me, isn't there? And I've been reminded that across the journey, so... it was obviously pleasing to see Jeremy out there last week, and it was a good performance from him. And it's just nice to see him out there in the Cats colours. Looking forward to again seeing what he can do along with the rest of the other guys up there tonight. We feel like we're starting to build with our forward mix and how we're playing, and also as a team, our last 2 weeks we feel like we're playing the type of footy that we want to, and we look to continue that on tonight.
Obviously, you know, a lot of the talk has been, you know, how Cameron and Hawkins play together. I mean, both those boys have been around the block so often, and you would have known as a player, even playing down the other end with guys like Matty Scarlett. Do you have much of a say in what they do, or is it you just let them sort of work it out for themselves, given the experience that they've got?
Yeah, you're spot on, mate. They both obviously played footy for a long time now. They both understand the game really well, and they're both natural forward of the ball players, so they know what to do most of the time. So you're obviously there to help and guide them as much as you can, but you leave it to them, those guys in particular, those guys that have played a lot of footy, to work it out there. Last week was good signs, and obviously it's going to take time to build chemistry. You don't just get that overnight, but we're pleased with our early signs, and we're looking forward to obviously building on that relationship.
For Harmac Holmes, we're speaking with Geelong assistant coach Corey Enright. Here's Mark Neild on K-Rock Footy.
Corey, Mitch Duncan last week was absolutely outstanding. Now, what are the plans with him with regards to time forward versus time in the midfield for this evening?
Yeah, it's a tricky one. It's always on a balance, isn't it? Once the game starts, where he needs to go, because he's such a quality player for us. And again, one of those players where we have used across the field, depending on how the game goes. But what we saw last week was just particularly how damaging he can be with ball in hand and in that front half. And, players like that are very important in today's game. So we'd love to see him get the ball, you know, forward to centre and either deliver it to his forwards or kick a goal himself like he did last week.
Yeah, he was pretty good. Hey, in the midfield area, I know it's not your area, but you're in all those meetings. Mark O'Connor coming in and being a tagger or run with, and he's done a sensational job when he's done that. It's been really impressive to see. Now, with him out of the side, what's the discussion been around? Does the midfield function better when we have a run with or a shutdown, or do you think that's more a specific only when Mark O'Connor's in the side. What's that discussion been like?
Yeah, it's obviously it's a good discussion to have. With the way that Mark sort of played, and it probably exceeded our expectations with how well he did that job, and how well he fit in with the rest of the midfielders. So obviously having not him there tonight puts a bit of a hole in our side, but we're looking forward to seeing these other guys step up. And we know that Puff and Guthrie and Selwood, these guys have done a really good job for us over the journey, and we're excited to see Clark and Narkle in tonight and see how they go about it. So I think it's obviously a question that we always ask. Is the opposition players hurting us? How can we limit them? And how are our players going as well? So it's a discussion. It's quite a broad discussion that's been had, but obviously not having the direct tagger in the team, it's on the responsibility of the whole midfield group.
Yeah, no, you're right. Absolutely. Final one from me. Like if we were talking about if we were in Sydney's shoes watching what you guys did to the Eagles last week, what we thought they'd do, what's your expectation about how they will, I suppose, if you like, try and stop that fast-flowing game, particularly through the middle of the ground? What are you expecting from them?
We expect them to obviously be really, really strong in the contest. That's their hallmark of their game, their ability to win contested footy and then get the ball out into the open and spread really hard and fast themselves. So that's what we expect from them tonight. And they talked a lot about it this week, how they need to get back to being stronger in the contest and play those contests out for longer. So we expect that. And then obviously with them defensively, they've traditionally been a pretty tight defence. But as with always, you got to think about, well, what could they do? We've seen them across, you know, the first stages of this year, play a spare defender, play some forwards up. So again, it's a watch for us, and we need to be aware of obviously how they play and what their preferred game style is, first and foremost, but then any tweaks and changes. So I expect them to probably go back to what they've done well in the early parts of the season, that winning the ball at the source and getting it outside really quickly.
Boris, did you watch much of the VFL game on the outside ground at the SCG? And if you did, what did you take away from that, and who impressed you out of the VFL contingent?
Yeah, it was a bit of a tricky game to watch. So it was played in reasonable conditions, but the game itself was quite congested and quite scrappy at times. But our boys obviously flew out really early this morning and did a really good job. And I thought, you know, as a whole and the players, they did a really good job to get the win first and foremost, and then played the way that we sort of want them to play as well. And again, I think it's not for me to single out players, because I think within the course of the game, everyone had their moments, but they played really well together as well. So
okay.
They're having a good season, the VFL boys, and it's a really important part of that program. They do continue to win games and play well and play the style that we want.
Asava Radigalia, fans will be interested to know how he got through, and did he get through okay, and, you know, put some more Ks in the legs after missing the academy game last week?
Yeah, he looked good, obviously doing the things that we want him to do, and it was an important game for him just to get that game under his belt, continue to build on and sort of interrupted season to date. But we're obviously really excited about what he can do, but we're not in a rush to get him there. We want to make sure that he does what he needs to do to get himself right and put his hand up for selection.
Good stuff. Boris, really appreciate your time. Thanks for joining us, and we wish you the best of luck tonight.
Yeah, good on you, fellas.
Corey Enright joining us there from the SCG for Harmac Homes. And, of course, Harmac Homes' latest double-storey design, the Monarch 1227, including double glazing, floor coverings and driveway for only $294,000, limited to the first 10 Geelong builds only. Terms and conditions apply. Find out more at harmachomes.com.au.
The Harmac Homes pre-game interview.